The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, July 12, 1987 at 17 hours 30 GMT. It's Music Time in Africa. A very good Sunday evening to you, friends, and welcome back to Music Time in Africa. This is Voice of America's special weekly program featuring some of the best in African music and being brought to you by VOA's Africa Service. I'm your Music Time hostess, Rita Rochelle, and I'm here each Sunday in our VOA studios in Washington, D.C., USA, with recordings selected for us by your VOA music man for Africa, Leo Sarkeesian. We're both happy to have you with us this evening because we have a special program of music we're presenting here for the first time. So our advice for the moment is that you just sit back, relax, and listen to the exotic sounds from the Federal Islamic Republic of the Comoros. The Comoros is an archipelago of four volcanic islands about 200 miles or more off the east coast of Africa, situated in the Mozambique Channel between the northwestern part of Madagascar and southeast Africa. Today, three of the islands, the Grand Comoro, Anjouan, and Moheli, form the Federal Islamic Republic of the Comoros, which achieved its independence July 6, 1975. The fourth island, Mayotte, remained associated with France. The nation's capital city is Moroni, located on Grand Comoro, the largest of the islands. And right now, here's my colleague, your VOA music man for Africa, Leo Sarkeesian, with more information about the Comoros, its people, and its music.
Thank you, Rita. Each of the archipelago islands has its own fascinating history, and together they can be best described as a true melting pot of peoples, customs, cultural traditions and ideas, and musical practices. Ethnic groups among the nation's 500,000 people include Africans, Arabs, Persians, and East Indians, all contributing to the rich cultural diversity and ethnic traditions found on all the islands. This first example of Comoran music is a rather interesting one, because it's for a dance usually performed by young people during a 9-day period following a marriage ceremony. This special dance always takes place in front of the newlyweds' home and begins immediately after the early evening prayers. Issouf Abdullah Manashaya and group perform the accompanying music for the Shigoma Shalanswidi wedding dance. That was music for a special wedding dance performed in front of the home of newlyweds. The recording was by the Issouf Abdullah Manashaya Music Group of the Comoros. I think I should mention here, Rita, that the Comoran music we're playing in our program this evening is from an album produced by the Director General of Cultural Affairs of the Government of the Federal Islamic Republic of the Comoros. And we thank the government and the Director General for sending this album to us for Music Time in Africa. The recordings were actually prepared by the National Center for Documentation and Scientific Research in a governmental program promoting the popular and traditional music of the three islands of the Republic. Again, I'd like to say that we do appreciate receiving the recordings for our Music Time collection. This next selection is by another Comoran group that specializes in traditional music, the Salamani Ensemble. This is music for a very popular folk dance called Biaya. When people do this dance, they usually sing highly satirical songs, poking fun at local dignitaries and criticizing social abuses. Musical instruments of the Comoros include large double-headed drums called ngoma. Single-head round drums are tari, and if they have metal jingles attached to them, they're called mbala. Also among the percussion instruments are metal cymbals called matuazi. The two popular locally made string instruments are the zenze and the gabusi, which the Comoran musicians claim are of Yemenite origin. The zenze is played in the same manner as the valihar of Madagascar. On the Comoros, it is usually accompanied by the mkayamba, a small rattle filled with dried seeds. The zenzer in this recording is played by Anjib Atumane. The other string instrument I mentioned was the gabusi, a five-string lute which the Comoran musicians say is of Yemenite origin. We have a recording of this instrument played by Said Lenga Tumane, and the music in this recording is for a folk dance that originally was danced by young slaves for the ruling aristocracy. That was back in the old days. The dance was called Lenga. In this next recording of music from the Federal Islamic Republic of the Comoros, a group of women sing while dancing a very popular folk dance known as Bora, a dance of joy, which can be performed for any occasion, occasions such as weddings, birthdays, and greeting loved ones returning home. The verses to the songs are usually very poetic and at times contain a lot of family history.
Somao, ay, rimana, namaruru, ya, somaru, bohe.
Another interesting recording from the Comoros. It was made in one of the many small religious schools where the students are taught the Quran by singing in chorus. In this recording, one of the teachers plays the firimbi, a bamboo flute used to accompany the singing of young students and reserved for this type of religious music, the kaswida.
Thank you.
still another very interesting recording of Comoran music. This is by a group of men calling to the spirits named Gala. Originally, this type of singing and music was for the dancing by those already possessed by the spirits.
Listening to music from the three islands of the Federal Islamic Republic of the Comoros. The recordings are from an album we received from the Director of Cultural Affairs of the Comoros, and it's the first time that we've had the opportunity of introducing Comoran music in our program. And your VOA Music Man for Africa, Leo Sarkisian, has been describing some of the musical instruments and the types of music found on all three of the Comoro Islands, the Grand Comoro, Anjouan, and Moheli. Well, we still have more music for you in this first edition of Music Time, right after this. A reminder, friends, that this is the Africa service of the Voice of America.
Join us every day on VOA.
Our programs broadcast in English to Africa are Daybreak Africa, African Panorama, Nightline Africa, Voices of Africa, Africa in Print, Sound of Soul, And for the best in African music, both popular and traditional African music, it's this program, Music Time in Africa. That was music from the main island of Grand Comoro. And that's it for this edition of Music Time in Africa. I'll be back here in 1 hour and 30 minutes from now with our second edition featuring some of Africa's top pop bands. That's at 1930 GMT, friends, and I hope you'll join us here on VOA's Africa service. Right now, stay tuned for a report of the latest news from our VOA newsroom. This is Rita Rochelle, and my love to all of you.